Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Democrats have tapped former candidate for Georgia Governor Stacey Abrams to deliver their response to the State of the Union next week, delivered by President Donald Trump. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer today told reporters he asked Abrams to deliver the message because of the work she's done for voting rights. Georgia election officials are asking a judge to toss a lawsuit that challenges the way the state's elections are run. Lawyers for Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and state election board members filed a motion this week to dismiss the suit, saying it fails to bring valid claims. The suit alleges Georgia election officials mismanaged the 2018 midterm election and violated some voters' constitutional rights. It was filed by Fair Fight Action, a group associated with former Democratic candidate for Governor Stacey Abrams. After dozens of schools and state and city offices closing across Metro Atlanta today, the threat of snow and icy roads failed to materialize. Yesterday, the National Weather Service said freezing temperatures would directly follow rain in the middle of the workday today. Kyle Thieme is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says there was a possibility in the forecast for severe weather, but there are some variables that forecasters can't predict.
A couple degrees or a little bit of drying, you know, a couple of tenths of an inch of rain can make the difference in these types of events.
Thieme says afternoon sun and wind helped dry the little precipitation on the roads left over from this morning. As Atlanta braces for 1 million people here to enjoy Super Bowl events this week, MARTA may seek a court order to stop a sick out by bus drivers. MARTA CEO Jeffrey Parker said Monday at least 80 drivers called in sick. He says the sick outs are in response to a new union contract. Parker says they're illegal. He says MARTA rail service is not affected. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.